Okay, unit 10, necessary or nice. So here's where we start to separate the wheat from the chaff and we really learn about becoming high level producers, okay? That don't, you know, we can't afford to do anything that is not completely and 100% in line with our goals. So by now, you should be able to keep your sacred time. You should have a big list and a little list each day. You do a worry dump before starting your sacred time. You always start with the easiest little list, then the hardest little list, as long as it's a 100 brain power task. You're using typical time to get those 50 and 10 tasks done, and you're utilizing your wasted time to plan, to learn, to listen, and to brainstorm. You're using mantras to help you push through when things are tough. But now I want to go back to the list. I want to go to the little list. The list, the little list that really dictates everything that happens in our sacred time. You've already learned how to categorize your tasks as 10, 50, or 100s, but we're going to start adding something new to each new thing in the little list. We're going to use a star, a heart, or a question mark. Star means it's necessary. We need to be brutally honest. So let's just say, for example, on your big list, you have write a blog post. And on your little list, you say, okay, the write a blog post means I have to do research on what my competitors wrote. I have to find 15 resources. I have to create a featured image. I have to create a little 1 minute teaser video. And you write down like everything you need to happen that needs to happen in order to finish that blog post. You're going to go through that little list and you're going to star, is it really necessary? Okay. Now you can do this on the big list and the little list, but I would start on a little list. Okay. Brutally, brutally honest. Does it actually need to be accomplished in order to accomplish this task? Heart means I want to do this, but I'm not sure it's necessary, but it sure would be nice. And question mark means I'm not really sure if this is necessary or nice, okay? So what you're going to do when you're on the little list is you're only going to do the stars first, okay? So here's what I want you to do. So let's say your little list is blog posts and you've broken it down and you star the ones that you know are absolutely necessary. And you save the hearts for after it's done. And the question marks, you're just not sure. Is it necessary or nice? Well, this is what you're going to do. You're going to try to do it without the question marks. And if you can get it done, you can get the task accomplished. Well, then there's your answer. Okay. So in order to complete the goal, then you're going to literally just do the stars. And if you have some time, you can do the hearts. Here's what I mean. And this is one of the big problems, especially if you're a perfectionist. I will see someone who says, write a blog post, and what will actually have to happen, they want to do research, they want to make teaser videos, they want to make these beautiful featured images, and they never get it done because their little list gets so bogged down with all things that are nice, but they're not necessary to get it done. So this is a way to kind of help a perfectionist clear through that. So if you star, what's actually necessary to get a blog post done is literally words in the editor and the publish button. So then you do the things that are necessary, so you do it. And then you go back to the nice ones if you want, if you have time. It allows you to push through and get it done, okay? So this is really, really hard to do if you're a perfectionist. But what happens is it forces you to really take stock in what is absolutely necessary. So if I look at my list and I see I have all kinds of things to do, and then I think, God, is that really necessary to further my business? I just talked about doing the star heart question mark on the little list, but you can do it on the big list too. Like I could say, oh, I want to do this. I want to do this Facebook Live. I want to do this. And then I can run through my big list and be like, well, is that really necessary? Is that really going to help me get to my next goal? Or am I just thinking that's what I need to do and it would really be nice? It does not mean that the nice things shouldn't be accomplished. It just means that if you're really trying to become more productive, which is the whole point of this course, we want to stick to necessary things first, nice things second. And the question marks, I would literally try to skip them. And if you can accomplish it without using the question marks, then you've already got your answer and you can turn that question mark into a heart.